A string of school districts across Kansas have embraced new rules aimed at protecting the rights of gay and transgender students, teachers, and staff. In Wichita, that kind of action triggered the on-again, off-again resignation of a school board member who was afraid such policies invite legal problems. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports on how the issue still brings disagreement.
Avery Kassman was a fifth-grade student at a private school in Wichita when her teacher told the class that being gay was wrong. The comments were not targeted at Avery, but they still shook her.
I was starting to cry, and then I asked to use the restroom, and while I was walking out, everyone was just staring at me.
Her teacher followed Avery to the bathroom.
She said that you should already know how morally wrong it is to be gay or transgender, and that it's like having depression.
When Avery's mom, Sarah Lopez, found out, she transferred her daughter to Wichita Public Schools. Lopez spoke about this at a Wichita school board meeting in June.
For a 10-year-old to be so overwhelmed, she was crying tears of joy to change schools mid-semester really speaks volumes.
Lopez was one of many public speakers asking Wichita's board to add gender identity and sexual orientation to its non-discrimination policy. Olathe did just that in March. Manhattan followed in May. Topeka has had a policy for about a decade. A recent state anti-bullying task force said LGBTQ students are more likely to be targeted by bullies, and schools need policies to stop that. Kendall Hawkins teaches in Wichita. She's a transgender veteran who was in the Army when the military began to adopt some protections for LGBTQ troops.
And the Army became better for it because it was more reflective of the diversity in our armed services. Changing our non-discrimination policy to include gender identity and expression and sexual orientation will have the same effect here in our schools.
The Trump administration banned transgender Americans from enlisting in April. A smaller number of Wichitans like Jeannie Gerald spoke out against adding the protections because of their moral objections.
As they quote frequently, Jesus loves them. And he does. But he does have standards of right and wrong.
The board and staff discussed changes for months until a 5-2 vote in December approved a new statement. It says the district will not discriminate based on gender identity or sexual orientation. Specific policies and staff training are the next steps. Longtime board member Mike Rohde resigned over the vote, though he changed his mind about leaving the next day. He was worried that if the district fired a staff member who didn't comply with the protections, the ex-employee could turn around and sue the district. He pointed to one teacher in Virginia suing his former school after being fired for not using a student's preferred pronouns.
This scares me, and I don't want to open myself up. I don't want to be reading about this in CNN. That we got sued for $10 million because we did something wrong.
Michigan State Law Professor Frank Ravitch used to represent school boards.
One thing I learned is that school boards will get sued. No matter what they do, they're going to get sued.
He said over Skype that while it is possible for a fired employee to sue, he wouldn't worry about it.
I would not put a policy like this in even the top 20 things that are likely to get a school board sued.
Someone could sue on First Amendment grounds, but University of Kansas law professor Kyle Velty says public employees have limits on those rights.
Sure, you might have a case here or there where a teacher says I was terminated or I was disciplined in a way that violates my First Amendment speech rights, but those don't really have a strong doctrinal leg to stand on once they get into court.
She says there's a bigger risk of schools getting sued for not protecting LGBTQ students and staff because of Title IX, a federal law banning sex-based discrimination at schools. Velty says the courts have often interpreted that to include gender identity and sexual orientation.
Title IX is fairly well entrenched and has been providing these protections to LGBT students for many years at this point.
Some legal experts say schools don't need their own policies protecting LGBTQ students because Title IX already does that. But supporters hope recent local action taken by Manhattan, Olathe, and now Wichita will send a signal of support that could safeguard LGBTQ students still bullied in Kansas schools. For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find more stories at ksnewsservice.org.